Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
A lot of Christians avoid topics or sermons that really talk about the reality of spiritual warfare. And if you're one of these people, as I once was, if you're someone who isn't comfortable learning or receiving in-depth teaching about spiritual warfare against evil forces, then I'd like to tell you a few things that have actually helped me. You see, people avoid and even fear the topic of spiritual warfare. And it's simply because they place too much emphasis on the devil and on the kingdom of darkness. They overestimate Satan's power and sadly underestimate the power that we have in Jesus Christ, the power that we have with the Holy Spirit. In one of her sermons on spiritual warfare, Priscilla Shire touched on this topic. And I'd like to share with you some points worth meditating on. She says, "It's amazing how your countenance about your difficulties and challenges, and mine, will change not because they go away, but because we overhear and really understand what the enemy thinks about us. Because when he sees you and when he sees me, he doesn't see us in our weakling power and fledgling strength. No, he sees the power of Almighty God that is on the inside of us." Now take a moment to think about that last line. The devil doesn't see us in our weakling power and fledgling strength. No, he sees the power of Almighty God that is on the inside of us. This statement isn't just something that should make you feel motivated and inspired. No, it should fill you with faith because it's a statement that's backed by Scripture. The Bible says, "Greater is he who is within you than he who is in the world." And the truth is, the devil knows this. But sadly, so many Christians don't. They know the verse, but they lack the faith and belief to truly overcome the enemy with this knowledge. As born-again believers, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the Prince of Peace and the Bread of Life, he dwells on the inside of our hearts. This is Jesus Christ. I'm talking about the one who defeated hell, death, and the grave. So now tell me, what can Satan do to you? When you know this, and when you know that the enemy knows this, your countenance will change. Your faith will be strengthened. Priscilla Shire further goes on to say, "The enemy sees the Holy Spirit that lives on the inside of us. And let me tell you something. Even if you don't believe everything the Word of God declares to be true about you, the enemy does. You might doubt it, but he doesn't. He knows that you have already been forgiven. He knows that there is therefore now no condemnation for those of us who are in Christ Jesus. He knows that he is already underneath your feet. He knows that he can form a weapon against you, But that weapon has no possibility of prospering in your life. And so, dear friends, the devil should not intimidate you. The prospect of spiritual warfare shouldn't frighten you. The Spirit of God lives inside of you. The enemy knows the treasure that God has stored inside of you. So stop being timid and start being courageous and bold, not because of your own strength, but because you know that the Lord is with you. And if God is with you, tell me who can be against you.
They say that the best thief in the world can steal time. Well, I'd like to tell you about one such thief that you should always be aware of. You see, if I knew there was a thief coming, I'd stay up all night waiting for him. I'd lock every door, lock every window. I'd make sure the security alarm was on. I'd make sure my car was secure, and I would especially make sure that I have something to defend myself with. If I knew there was a thief coming after me, I would be ready. I would be guarded against this thief. Now, the Bible warns us in John 10, verse 10, saying, "The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly." Jesus stated three things that the thief, the devil, comes to do. He comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. How many of us can say that we are ready for this thief? Because
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
This isn't any old kind of thief. The devil is a thief that aims to steal, kill, and destroy everything that's on the inside. And when I say everything that's on the inside, I'm talking about your peace of mind. The enemy wants to destroy that. If it's joy that you have, the enemy wants to rob you of that and leave you discouraged. If it's faith you have, Satan will come after your faith. And what exactly does he target when he comes to steal, kill, or destroy? One translation of John 10, verse 10 says, "The thief's purpose is to steal, kill, and destroy. My purpose is to give life in all its fullness." Just as God has his own will and purpose for your life, don't think for a moment that the devil isn't trying to impose his own purpose over you. And I say this not so that you should be afraid, but so that you are equipped with knowledge. The enemy we face is a very real enemy. And I believe that we need to take this warning in John 10:10 seriously, because the devil is a thief. And guess what he tries to steal? He tries to steal your salvation. And he tries to steal your time. The time you should be spending reading the Word of God. The time you should be spending in prayer. The enemy comes to steal the time you have to build your relationship with God. The goal is to distract you, derail you, keep you occupied with him rather than with God. I believe that the Bible tells us that this thief comes to kill because the enemy would love to kill your faith. He will do all he can to kill your hope and discourage you. He wants to kill the tenacity in you, the gift that God has placed inside you. He's after all of that. But here's what I want you to do. You need to be alert. Don't give the devil a seat at your table. Don't give him an inch. Lock every door. Shut every potential entry point for the devil. And this means don't give room to anything ungodly in your life, because that gives room to the thief, the devil. I encourage you to make sure your spiritual alarm is switched on always. Be sensitive to the voice of God. Be sensitive to the counsel and leadership of the Holy Spirit. Be alert. Be filled with the Holy Ghost so that you can discern if there is any attempt by this thief to enter your life. The Amplified Translation says for 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 6, "So then, let us not sleep in spiritual indifference as the rest of the world does, but let us keep wide awake, alert, and cautious, and let us be sober, self-controlled, calm, and wise." As children of God, we have been warned that we have an enemy, a thief that comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But here's where we should take confidence. God is on our side. God is in your corner. Psalm 46, verse 1 says, "God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble." And Psalm 121, verse 1 and 2 goes further to state, "I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth." So the Bible gives us many reasons not to be afraid of this thief. There is no reason to fear him. Although he comes only for destruction, we can call on the name of Jesus. We are secured because as long as we have God on our side, in our hearts, and in our corner, then he will be faithful to keep us. He will not allow your foot to be moved. He will preserve you from all evil. He will preserve your soul, and wherever you go, and regardless of all of these promises that we have from God, I believe that we always need to be prepared for the coming of this thief we are warned about. That's why the Bible says repeatedly, "Be sober, be vigilant, be watchful." So what do you do when you've been warned that a thief is coming? When you know you have an enemy intent on coming to your house to steal and kill and destroy, what do? Well, you get your house in order. And as children of God, we need to be on guard, because here's what the enemy is after. He wants to steal. He wants to rob you of your joy, rob you of your loyalty to the Lord. He wants you to focus on all of these worldly things, on things that don't help your relationship with God. And if he can manage to steal your attention, dare I say, to steal your affection too, then he's done his job. If he can manage to make you lose your focus in your walk with Christ, then time will slip away, and before you know it, you don't have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And before you know it, you're standing before the judgment seat of Christ. So while you still can, do some self-reflection. While you still can, prepare for this thief. Perform an inventory check. Perform a risk assessment in your life. What's taking up your time? Who's taking up your time? While you still can, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Because with God on your side, you have been assured of victory already. Don't give the enemy an inch. Don't give him room or an opportunity, but instead, be hidden in Christ. Arm yourself with the Word of God. Arm yourself in prayer. Cover yourself in the blood of Jesus Christ. Abide under the shadow of the Almighty always. Put on the full armor of God and stand ready to fight.
Oftentimes, a lot of us don't know why the devil is fighting us. We'll scratch our head and think, "Is it just me? Was it something I did?" But let me tell you something. The reason why the devil fights us a lot of the time is because he wants to keep you from discovering what's inside you. The devil is afraid of who you will become should you fully commit to the Lord. The devil is afraid of you discovering the gifts that God gave you. Oftentimes, we don't know why the devil is fighting us, but may I submit to you that you have a gift inside you, a gift that will anger the kingdom of darkness. Your gift is what the enemy is trying to stifle. It's what he's trying to choke out of you. So he will throw naysayers your way. He will throw discouragers your way. The enemy sends people your way. He sends the Pharisees, the Sadducees, those people who are self-righteous and consider themselves to be highly educated and better than you. He sends them to try and talk you out of your calling. You can't sing worship. You can't teach the Bible. You can't preach. But you see, the devil can throw these rocks, but none will injure you. The devil will throw fiery darts at you, but none will pierce you. That's why the Bible says your gift will make room for you. Your gift will make room for you because no weapon formed against you will prosper. And I'd like to add to the fact that in order for us to realize our gifts, for us to fully experience the gifts that God has placed within us, there has to be a desperation about us. We desperately need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. We desperately need to get the Word of God in our hearts. We desperately need to get on our knees in prayer. That's how you'll learn your gifts and know what it is that God has placed inside of you. If you want to live out your calling, if you want to walk effectively in your assignment, you have to know, you need to know what it is He has placed in you. And if you're wondering what these so-called gifts are, 1 Corinthians 12, verse 7 to 11 says, "To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. For to one is given through the Spirit the utterance of wisdom, and to another the utterance of knowledge according to the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing by the one Spirit. To another, the working of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, the ability to distinguish between spirits. To another, various kinds of tongues. To another, the interpretation of tongues. All these are empowered by one and the same Spirit, who apportions to each one individually as He wills." The Bible is clear that to each there are spiritual gifts. But the devil doesn't care that you have gifts as long as he can keep you from activating them. If he can keep you in the dark, if he can discourage you, then his job is done. This is why wisdom and knowledge is so important for the believer. The devil is after you because of the gift inside of you. And some of you will keep finding yourself under attack, one after the other, one battle followed by another, constant opposition. But hear me. It's like this. You're attacked like this because as you are making strides in your spiritual life, as you are growing in faith, he knows that sooner or later you're going to break through and realize or recognize your gifts. That is why the attacks are launched. But during that time, during a season of attack, as a child of God, you should be persistent. A thief doesn't break into an empty house. They don't. There's nothing of value in a house that's empty. There's nothing to steal. But when you find the devil trying to break into your life, it's because he knows. He knows what's inside you. He knows the heights that you can reach. He knows the value, the gift inside of you. And that's what he wants. The enemy hates the Christian man or woman who is walking in their calling, operating in their gift with power, with humility, with integrity, all for the glory of God. That's what the enemy hates to see.
Inasmuch as we all have unique gifts, each unique gift comes with its own set of unique battles. There are evil forces that come against you specifically to try and delay the cultivation of your gift. They come against you to stop the realization of your gift, or to simply distract you. When you are under spiritual attack, that's almost always a sign. A strong sign that you're doing something right. It means you're on the right side. Darkness is in opposition to light. Evil is in opposition to good. Fear is in opposition to faith. And likewise, when you're a child of God, when you're living and breathing for God, you're in opposition to the devil. So expect opposition. Now, because you're living for Christ, you will inevitably grow in Him. And the more you mature, the more you develop in your relationship with Him, the more the devil will realize that you are edging closer and closer to your calling. And so this is one of the primary reasons you'll begin to experience spiritual warfare.
The gifts and callings are without repentance, so that means anybody can have them. But it is the anointing that makes the difference. It makes all the difference. I hear my pastor talk all the time about how we have anointed singers at our church. But he says that there's somebody out there under a bridge somewhere that can sing someone out of a coma. So don't get it twisted. Don't be fooled by God using you. Don't think that just because God is using you, He approves of what you're doing. We have to make sure that we live a life worthy of the calling. Live a life worthy. I heard a preacher many years ago say, "Don't let your call take you where your character can't keep you." That saying blessed my life because doors will open and people will want to hear what you have to say. Check your motives and check your maturity and make sure that when you go through the door, it's one that God is opening for you. You need to learn your gifts. One thing about the gifts is that many times we're ignorant regarding them. Many of us don't even know why the devil is fighting us. You have no idea what you're packing. Seriously, learn your gifts. Get with the Holy Spirit. Get in the Word. Learn your gifts and know what it is that God has placed inside you. If you want to live out your calling, if you want to walk effectively in your assignment, you have to know. You have to know what He's placed in you. If you are out there doing all these great feats and everyone sees this mighty call on you, but you have no power in your personal life, oh, He's A-okay with that. But what He hates is people walking in their calling with power, with the anointing, and with integrity. That gives the devil a whole headache. He hates to see you walking in your calling with the anointing and integrity.
Thank you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a two-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.